This is today's the 21st. These are chart reviews for 6/20/22. Dr. Ali, A-L-I, at Porter Emergency Room. First patient is N.K., 32-year-old woman, presents with chest pain. Dr. Ali did a cardiac workup, including CPK, CMP, EKG, H. pylori, cardiac GI workup, chest X-ray, CBC, CMP, diagnosed with gastroesophageal reflux, and treated appropriately. Patient was satisfied with the care. Next patient is M.F. It's a 4-year-old with vomiting. Swab testing was negative. Patient already on ceftonir. Non-toxic, treated with Zofran in the emergency room on outpatient basis. My mom did not answer the phone. The workup and the disposition was appropriate. Next patient is MS, 27-year-old female with pelvic pain, left without being seen, did not leave a phone number for follow-up. Next patient is AG, 14-year-old young man, flipped his four-wheeler, reported 2 minutes LOC, presented with a headache and a temple laceration on the right side. The laceration was repaired. Patient had CT of the head, neck, which were negative. Urine tox screen was negative, treated with Keflex and Bactroban, and released. Mom was happy with the care received. Next patient is BB, 68-year-old female, presented with COVID exposure, minor symptoms. Potassium was 3.0. Treated in the emergency room, rechecked, 4.0. Chest X-ray was negative. Patient also suffers from hypertension, asthma. O2-sat was 94%. The workup was appropriate. This is capital letters. Please consider Paxlovid/steroid in a 68-year-old woman with hypertension, asthma, and positive COVID testing. Next patient is GD. GD, 50-year-old male, COVID exposure, minimal symptoms. Actually reported no symptoms, normal vital signs, O2-sat 97%, chest X-ray, CMP, and CBC were negative, no treatments were offered. Next patient is CD, 70-year-old female, presented with foot pain. Patient had a metatarsal fracture. Third metatarsal fracture was placed in a boot, sent to PCP/podiatrist. My patient was happy with the care received. Next patient is MC, 45-year-old female with elbow pain, hit by the freezer door. X-rays were negative. No fracture was noted. Patient did not answer the phone. The workup was appropriate. Next patient is RB, 18-year-old male with chin laceration due to dog bites, was repaired. Tdap was given, also given Augmentin at discharge, and patient did not answer the phone. Workup was complete. Next patient is KP, 10-year-old male with headache, fever, temperature 102.7, sore throat, positive COVID, chest X-ray was declined by mom. Treated with Motrin, Tylenol, the temperature was already reduced. In the emergency room, child appeared non-toxic. Next patient is PR, 22-year-old female with fever and headache. Patient had a full workup. Temperature was 102.5 in the emergency room. Patient had a negative PCT. Swab test negative, urinalysis negative, UDS negative, CBC negative. For the PCT, in parentheses, put down procalcitonin level. CBC negative, CMP negative, chest X-ray, RSV, troponin, lactate, chest X-ray, EKG were all negative, treated with sulfa, and discharged with sinusitis. Patient did not answer the phone. Next person is JS, 40-year-old female with lower abdominal abscess at the site of Trulicity injection. Patient reported last hemoglobin was 6.0, And that may have been why CBC and or blood sugar were ordered. The patient was non-toxic, was given in the emergency room Augmentin PO, discharged with doxycycline. In capital letters, consider blood sugar CBC IM injection in a 40-year-old woman with diabetes and a sore at the site of injection of her medication. Patient did not answer the phone. And then at the bottom, put down with asterisks, these patients were seen yesterday. I will reattempt to call the patients regarding their satisfaction survey and will amend this report. Thank you.